First, we're going to Louth and to that tragic news that five people, all in their 20s, have died following a road crash. The three men and two women were travelling in a Volkswagen Golf that was involved in a crash with a Toyota Land Cruiser on the RD Road in Gibbstown in Dundalk shortly after 9 o'clock last night. A sixth person travelling with them was also injured, and the two people travelling in the other vehicle were also hurt. At a press conference this morning, Superintendent Charlie Armstrong spoke of families in Monaghan, Meath and Scotland who are grieving today.
The scene was very difficult in adverse weather conditions, and the professionalism shown by all first responders and the care and respect to the five deceased was exemplary. This tragedy, with the loss of five young adults, will have a deep impact on families and local communities in Carrickmacross, Drumconra and in Scotland. It was difficult weather conditions. Most importantly, we're concentrating on the families of the victims last night. A number of young people, they were out socialising on a routine, normal night out.
Now we're joined now by our correspondent Samantha Labrary, who's in Louth. Samantha, what more do we know about what happened?
Well, Laura, at around 9 o'clock last night, six people were travelling in a Volkswagen Golf car when it collided with a Toyota Land Cruiser SUV on the L3168, which used to be the main road between RD and Dundalk in an area known as Gibbstown. Five of those travelling in the car died in that crash and were pronounced dead at the scene. Three men and two women, all of them in their 20s, all of them under the age of 25. Now, one other occupant of that car, a man in his 20s, and the two people who were in the SUV, a man and a woman, they were taken to hospital with injuries. All of their injuries have been described as non-life threatening, but the man who was in the car, his injuries are described as serious.
Now, what more do we know about the deceased, Samantha?
Well, the three men and two women who died were from Carrickmacross in County Monaghan, Drumconra in County Meath, and one of the deceased women was from Scotland. We've been told they were a group of friends that included a couple and that they were believed to be travelling in the direction of Dundalk to socialise last night. Now, Gardaí said that the scene that met emergency services last night was an extremely difficult one. We were told it was hampered by the dark and wet conditions, but that their focus, as you heard there, was very much on the victims and their families last night. Superintendent Charlie Armstrong from Dundalk Garda the station also made an appeal for any witnesses or anyone with dash cam footage from the area from around 8:30 last night up until about 9:15 to make that available to Gardaí. And his colleague Superintendent Liam Geraghty of the Garda press office also said that the news of this event was particularly difficult to deliver today because it's the World Day of Remembrance for victims of road crashes. He says so far 157 people have lost their lives on Irish roads so far this year. That's a slight increase on the same period in 2024, and he said it's a clear reminder of how things can change on a road in a split second and the tragedy that brings to families and communities.
That's particularly poignant. All right. With what reaction has there been to this tragedy, both, I suppose, locally and nationally, Samantha?
Well, Laura, there's a real sense of shock and devastation, as you can understand, here in Dundalk today. And Gardaí are saying that this is going to have a deep impact on the families and communities affected right across the northeast, because the victims weren't from this area, but were connected to this area and connected to other parts of the northeast. The Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, said he is numbed and shocked by the loss of five lives. He paid tribute to the first responders, who he said worked so professionally in truly devastating circumstances last night. The Sinn Féin TD for Louth, Rory O'Murcu, described the crash as horrific. He says it had stunned the local community. He says there's difficult and dark days ahead for the families, but he knows that the people of Louth will carry and support them in the face of what he described as an unimaginable tragedy. And the Minister of State with responsibility for road safety, Sean Canny, released a statement saying that last night's harrowing loss of life on the road has numbed the nation. He said today is not a day for blaming, and we must await the full details of the factors that led to this horrific loss of life. And he said he'll meet with Gardaí and the RSA in the days ahead to look at this incident in more detail. Now, a post-mortem on the bodies of the five young people will be carried out in the coming days. Gardaí technical investigators are also due at the scene here later today. The names of the victims are expected to be made known later today, and a Gardaí investigation into the crash is continuing.
Samantha Labrary in Louth, thank you so much. Returning now to the tragic crash which claimed the lives of five young people near Dundalk in County Louth. Three others have been injured. The three men and two women who died were all under the age of 25 and were from a number of areas across the northeast, including Drumconrath in County Meath. Sinn Féin councillor for Meath, Michael Gallagher, who lives in Drumconrath, joins me now on the line. Now, Michael, what do you know about what happened so far
this
night?
Look, there was a car accident coming out on the old Dundalk Road, the old Dundalk RD Road, with a Land Cruiser and a car. There were six in the car and five of them got killed and one in escaped with minor injuries. The two of them, I would have known the family very well, that they're local. One lives here in the planet and the other just lives across the Louth border, only about a mile away from us. So there'll be two very well respected families and two very well respected young men.
And people must just be devastated, Michael.
How devastated was the news? Mass there this morning, people were numb and really, you know, heartbroken for the five families, really. You know, it's a devastating thing to happen to any family, like, and the shock and what happened last night was terrible. And just to compliment the emergency services that were on the scene and all of that, you know, it had to be a tough scene, actually, for them. Families are very well known. It's two families I know. Actually, I know three. I know the other family where the young chap escaped with minor injuries. So
people will be coming together. People will be coming together now.
Either way, it'll be a close knit community, and the families are very much involved in the communities. And you know, people will gather around, and it's going to be a tough few days for both communities and the families in particular. You know, devastating news for any family to hear. And it happened early enough in the evening, around 9 o'clock yesterday evening, you know.
Well, thank you so much for coming on to speak about that. Councillor Michael Gallagher, thank you. That's it from us for this week, for the This Week programme for today. Thanks to our team. On sound was Mark Dwyer. Our broadcast coordinator was Stephen Higgins. The editor of the programme was Margaret Curley. We're going a little bit earlier to Sunday Sport for that all important match in Budapest. That's up next here on Radio 1. But for now, from me, Laura Fletcher, and from all the team, thanks for listening and good afternoon.